Hello, Siri?
Don't you hello Siri me, mister. Jowson, you stood me up, so you need to give me a beat to start the show before I become an Instagram lifestyle model. The thirst is real.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Romantic Truth podcast. Please be advised that content of this show is for a mature audience 18 years and older due to language and subject matter. Now, without further ado, here is your host, Jowson.
Hi everyone, Jowson with you here, Romantic Truth, Las Vegas, baby. Yes, we have a really good show today. We're going to talk about a lot of things. There's one thing that I want to address. Some of you guys write into the show complaining about doing things that most men normally would do for a woman throughout our history as men, you know, as a courtesy. Now, what women have done, they have taken it and made it an obligatory thing, like it is a prerequisite. Let me give you an example. Mark, out of Buffalo, New York. Your email, sir, you asked me not to read it because you were too embarrassed about some of the things you've done for this woman. And it's really pathetic. And you're resenting the fact that you've gone so far, did so much, and got so little in return as far as respect, love, or anything like that. Now, the sad thing about it, a lot of these guys are going out doing this, that, and the third for women. And a lot of women are expecting you to sustain them while they still pursue other men. I kid you not. And that is a trend now, especially with a lot of the younger women. They're looking for a guy that's going to pay her bills, but she doesn't want to commit to a relationship. And she wants to be able to still be flexible enough in order to not miss an opportunity that's better than the guy that she's putting his life on hold for. Now, here's one thing that I want you guys to understand specifically. These women are doing nothing but putting you in a holding pattern until they can find something better than you. And some of you guys think you're making headway because you're sleeping with the woman, she's calling you baby, she's doing all of these things, but yet she's also getting you to spend money on her so that she can actually establish herself to be considered by someone who's not you for a relationship. Now, she's not going to give her all to you. She's giving you enough in order to keep the money flowing, in order to someday, leave you. Now, you might have known this. So what this means is that a lot of these women are good at converting guys from a guy with potential for a boyfriend down to a simp. Now, there are two types of simps. Simple, impotent male prototypes. The one simp doesn't have anything. So what he does, he leeches off the woman. He agrees with everything she says. He kisses her ass. He babysits her kids. He does anything in the world in order to retain his habits of probably not working. She's his financier. Now, he's cool with that. He has no intentions of doing better. You can equate this to the Omega male. I'm not talking about the fraternity. Because, see, what this guy wants to do he looks at it from the standpoint, as long as I can still get the basic essentials I need, I'm cool. Food, pussy, and shelter. Maybe a little weed, maybe some alcohol. That's that guy. Oh, he'll mess around with other women here and there. But he knows that he can't be too bold about it, because if his benefactor finds out, the gravy train is shut down. So he's going to be highly patronizing, hyper-patronizing. And the reason why he's going to be so patronizing, I had to open up and eat that Dr. Pepper strawberry cream soda. Damn, that's a good drink. But anyway, the reason why is because he knows if she wakes up and smells the coffee and realizes that it's day-old coffee, he's done. So he's going to walk with cotton shoes in that relationship. Now, this especially holds true if the woman is less marketable. When I say that, I'm talking about aesthetics. So if she's not as beautiful, she's not as slim, she may be struggling with low self-esteem. He's going to patronize the hell out of her in order to keep that sweet spot. Now, the other thing you have to realize here is that with these relationships, these types of relationships with this type of guy, ladies, you know you're being used or exploited in some way, but you'll do that in order to have control over the whole situation, the macro view of the situation. Yeah, he may be more handsome than you are attractive, but, oh, and he's also not contributing as much. He's helping out here and there, but he's not really putting his shoulder to the wheel like a more attractive woman would require of a man in order for him to still chase that carrot. Because she's not going to sit around and let a guy just do that to her, because she knows she has more options. Now, the other thing is this. Even though she knows he's being exploited, it builds her confidence to find another man if this one doesn't pan out. Because she'll know what to look for, the characteristics in the guy. Weak. Thankful for anything that is given to him. Willing to put up with her shit when she's upset. He could be her emotional punching bag at times, and she knows he's not going anywhere. Ideal. He can also make her feel. Ladies, this is the reason why a lot of guys would come out of prison, go to the nightclub, find them a woman like that. Now, maybe she would be fatter, older, less confident. But the women that most guys go for is the woman that is very attractive. That is prime real estate for most guys that are simps. And the reason for that, she has a calling card, but she doesn't know how attractive, how beautiful she is. And the only thing he has to do is patronize her. And that patronage goes a long way, because it's lifting her self-esteem. But again, he runs the risk of creating a Frankenstein. She gets very confident about her looks, about the way she appeals, starts dressing a little bit more provocatively, and eventually she realizes she doesn't need him anymore. not so absurd. Now, the other type of simp, which women have classified as such in our modern day, primarily the pygmies and these other women that are still reaching for her bergamy. They're looking for an interim guy who's going to be a delta male, very dependable, very reliable, has a good job, has no aspirational endeavors to go beyond where he is. He's happy with his job, happy with his lifestyle. He pays his own bills. And he's considerate of the woman that he's trying to impress or be with. Now, here's the thing. It used to be, a long time ago, when a guy who was considerate like that and would do things such as this, a woman would take notice, and even if he wasn't the most handsome guy in the world or the wealthiest, she'll say, well, you know what? I'm going to cash my chips in now and take this ride with this guy. I'm not going to take any risk as far as going forward because there's a good possibility I wind up 40, 50, still single without anyone. These women not doing that anymore. Instead, what's happening is they're finding a benefactor, not a sugar daddy necessarily, because he doesn't make enough money to be a sugar daddy, but a guy that just provides the basics and a little extra, of course, with the pressure of him potentially losing her because of her marketability, her attractiveness, and her socialization skills. And this is a fear that he has. Now, these women will probably get a less attractive man, but a man that's a sturdy one. She may try to avoid being seen with him in public as much as possible. And the reason for that, she doesn't want to ruin her brand. She doesn't want to ruin the possibility of her getting someone else that's better than he is. But he'll do for now. She could put pressure on him to get the things for her to attract better men than he is, as she sees it. More fluent men, more wealthier men, more handsome men. He's a stepping stone. And unfortunately, a lot of you guys that have been the kind-hearted good guy of the past, you have now been put into the simp zone. See, it used to be where women respected your efforts. Many of them don't. Some of them have an expectation. When you start dating, they hand you over all their bills. They expect you to pay their hair, nails. They expect for you to go and pay for facials, BBLs, and any other thing that they come up with. And the reason for this is because of generational delineation when it comes down to expectations. In every generation, it started to go down. Now, what do you have? Women that won't even talk to a guy unless he's willing to pay for a babysitter, pay for her hair, pay for her nails. Because she feels as though, well, if he wants to take me out, he has to pay for these things because I'm worth it. And that's my minimum. And if he's going to date me, he's got to take all my bills. If I'm on a Metro PCS plan, he's going to have to put me on his AT&T plan. Why get a better phone? What these women are looking for, fellas, a lot of them, they're looking for a lifestyle change and come up. But it depends on the guy. Because there are certain guys she does not see herself with. She can't. Because he's not what she's looking for. But she sees what the guy has that she can use as a tool to get to the guy she wants. And that's what you have to realize. Again, remember I told you what a friend of mine used to tell her husband? I love you, but I'm not in love with you, but I love the things you do. This is a normal state of affairs now. See, women can openly, without embarrassment, tell a man what she wants. However, what's still taboo? She could tell you, well, you know, I want my hair, nails done. I got a phone bill that's due. You need to pay for a babysitter before we could go out. And don't pick me up in that raggedy ass car. Go rent a car and we'll do this. Now, here's the problem for a lot of guys. They think that they put a higher premium on a woman's vagina. Let me tell you something, fellas. That woman is very demanding of you and does not give you the emotion, the emotional support. She does not give you any reciprocity when it comes to feelings. She doesn't share her feelings with you as much, but yet she's demanding. Her giving you a piece of pussy is nothing. That's just like her wiping her ass. But you think it's special. Because let me tell you something. The guy that's going to get the best of this woman is going to be the guy she's reaching for, not the guy she already has beside her. She respects a dude that she hasn't met yet and doesn't even know yet over you. Now, why is this? It's because of the nature of dating that we have established here in this country for the most part. The values, the priorities. We have made materialism and money the currency of love. Let's face it, for many people. You will have people who may not have the best shape in the world, but yet they're criticizing other people as if they have a vantage point to criticize anyone. Because what's happening? They're trying to associate a value with themselves to bring others down, to make themselves feel better. We'll talk more in just a moment.
I don't know why you like are shaking your head right now as if I'm wrong. How? Well, because, why? Because my phone is out?
I should be able to date 4, 5, 6 niggas if I want to.
Are you serious right now? That's not how a wholesome woman's supposed to be.
A wholesome woman? Get out of here. Like, what?
When I met you, that's not how you was. You told me that you was a good woman. All right? I cook for you. I do everything you ask me for. Like, anytime you want a bill paid.
We are not married. And
you for the date with intentions of being married. Are you serious? No, you asked me to do them.
Okay.
And now you're going out tonight?
And you do them.
So are you going?
You don't have to do
who
that.
Are you going out with? Because it's not me. You call me over here. It's not me.
That's none of your business.
I brought gifts and everything for you upstairs.
Okay. And why are you bringing it back up?
Because you're going out with another guy.
You can take the gifts with you. It's
why am I not good enough? Why am I not good enough? Control you. You ask me for these things, and I do it for you.
You're not good enough. Like, what are you talking about?
Because if I was good enough, you wouldn't be with 3, 4, 5 other guys.
I should be able to date whoever I want.
That's how people get diseases. What is funny? Like, for you gonna laugh at me now? You don't take me serious. You don't take me serious. Like, that's nasty. You are.
Now, as I told you before, once you set a precedent on what you are doing for this woman, she's going to have her expectations set there. But see, here is the deal, fellas. If she sets the standards for you in the beginning by telling you, I don't take any gift less than $600. I expect to have my hair done once every 2 weeks. I expect my phone bill to be paid. Now, you're not in a relationship with this person yet. She's telling you the prerequisites, the prequels to get into the relationship with her. Because see, she has a high opinion of herself with low resources in order to support that opinion. So what she's going to do, she's going to raise the bar high for you. However, she may choose to be with the guy as far as giving her her heart, giving him her heart and everything else to a guy that maybe doesn't have a job. He might be handsome, more handsome than you are. But now he is not a destination either. He's just a place for her emotional capital. You, on the other hand, are the person she's using for all of her logistical needs. You see how things are segmented out? And being that you are the one that's paying her bills, trying to get with this woman, trying to abide by all of her standards and rules, and she may or may not give you some pussy. Usually they will in order to keep you interested and keep you paying the bills. But she's not giving you the best. No. She can cut you off in a minute and not think nothing of it. It's pay to play with her. The dude that is not about shit, doesn't have shit, that she may have her heart strung around, he's only of an emotional value to her, and he's only a temporary band-aid. She cannot open up to you like she opened up to him. He knows everything intimately about her. You may not. You're still trying to pay your way into her. He got her for free. Now, the dude she's reaching for, believe it or not, she's looking for somebody with a combination of both of those characteristics in one man. And if she finds him, both of you can go to hell. It's a strategy that some women use. A friend of mine who had a way with men told me about it a long time ago because she was good at what she did. I've talked about her in the past. Pretty nice lady. But she's the kind of woman that you got to point out things to in the beginning to let her know, I see you and I know what you're about. I know what you do. Because I was going to talk to her at first until I saw what I saw and I knew what was up. And then afterwards, she explained a lot of shit to me over the years. Because she said a lot of women don't put all their eggs in one basket with one man. They may find certain characteristics of that guy that may stand out more so than anything else. And she said, it's just like putting together a wardrobe, putting together an outfit. You may not go to the same store to get all of the accessories and everything. So, she said, one guy may have a great personality, fun to be with. He's always wanting to party and buy drinks and things like that. She said, but I'm not into him. So with that said, she says, I know if I need to go out and party, I can contact him. If he's trying to get too close to me, I could always invite my girlfriends in order to kind of soften things up, stroke his ego, because now he's got a whole bunch of women at the table and everybody's looking at him wanting to be like him. But in essence, none of the girls really want him. They just want what he has. Free drinks, free meals. Meanwhile, at the Batcave, she'd say, I might still be in love with my high school sweetheart, and he may not have a job, or it may be a marginal job. She says, I love him, I care about him, I can share things with him. But the thing is, I can't respect him on a level like I respect the guy that's gonna pay for everything. So he gets the emotional affair with her. And she said, a woman will always have one man trying to buy her, another man trying to marry her. And she has a choice of what she wanted to do. So what she tried to do, and what she did successfully over the years, was use men in those two capacities. The guy that wanted to marry her, guess what he did? He stayed faithful while she was out there with other men. The guy that was trying to get to her, trying to buy his way to her, oh, she let him spin his wheels and let him buy things for her to prep her for the next guy that she really wanted to go for. The guy that she wanted to attract. And she used to tell me, many of the things that the guys used to buy for her, she made it a point to never wear it with the guys. They would have to request it. Oh, you know that dress I bought you? You know, it'd be nice to see you in it. Because if she saw it, that dress or whatever he bought for her was for someone else that deserved to see her in it. I see, that was the problem. Because her value system, her judgment, was based on her pergamy, who she thought warranted who she was. And so she hung around a lot of elite circles. Those were the people she was trying to impress. Those were the people she was kissing up to. Those were the people she glued her lips to their asses to. Because she knew if she got one of those guys, she didn't need the rest of the bullshit she had going on. Because she was going to share her feelings and show this guy what she needed from him. She wasn't going to do that with the other two as much. She would do just enough to keep them doing what they did. And she used to always tell me, she said, yeah, I had to fuck the guys. She said, but when I did just enough to keep them coming back. She never had any feelings for them. The guy who didn't have shit that she loved from high school, she shared more with him, but what she had to do was go, what? Retro with him. Back into their past history when they were lovers. Because she couldn't respect him in the current conditions of him not being, having his shit together. So it's more of a nostalgic ride down memory lane. And what this meant was that when she was lonely, when she was depressed, when she had those emotional lulls, she could go to him. He was happy to be with her. She didn't even have to have a schedule with him. She could pop up in any time. So what was he, guys? He was the 12 o'clock guy. The guy that has no expectations of the woman. She shows up, don't want to talk. She just want to fuck, be held, be close to the guy. Leave, probably not see him again for 2 or 3 weeks, maybe a year, who knows? But she knows she has that door open. Now, here comes the complication. The simp that's trying so hard to get her, the one that's trying to buy his way with her, he's going to throw it in her face at one point when he doesn't feel as though he's getting the love, recognition, respect, or acknowledgement that he feels as though he's due. And she's got one argument to state. I didn't twist your arm and make you do all this for me. You did it on your own. I told you we're not in a relationship. But guess what she's not going to do? She's not going to constantly banter that or say that throughout the relationship. And there's a reason why she's not going to do it. Because if she did do it, he'd open his eyes sooner. He'd realize, I'm being used. So she only uses that when he starts to back out. When she knows that he's leaving, that's what she's going to use. Now, what are some of the things she will do? Honey, I like that outfit. That would look good on me when we go out. And then what does she do? You get her the dress, get her the outfit, and guess what you don't do? Go out because she's busy. That's because she's out with someone else. Now, the other guy, the other simp, the emotional simp, guess what's not going to happen with him? She didn't have to dress up around him at all. She could be herself. If she has a bridge in her mouth, she could take the bridge out and have that missing tooth there. Because he knew her way back when. Now, of course, when she gets into a decent relationship, as she sees it, that means a better guy than the both of them. Shouldn't need any one of them anymore. No need to contact them. She's arrived. Now, she will also need to dispose of those friends she had who knew about all of the dealings in the past. She's going to have to distance herself and establish and make new friends. Now, she might keep a couple or so, but that circle is going to be very small. She does not want the risk of her reputation in her past to catch up with her with this new guy. That's the one she wants. Thirty-something years out there on the dating scene. Yeah, learned a lot of lessons. Saw a lot of shit. Now, here's the thing. When the guys start to get serious, I'm talking about the simps. The one thing she knows she's going to have to deal with the guy that's putting a lot of money on her, and he's really gone out of his way, and she's enjoyed the trip, she's enjoyed all of the stuff, but she didn't enjoy the emotional experience with him, but she's not going to tell him that. When he starts talking about getting married, she's going to find obstacles for that not to happen. Some women specifically look for married men or men in relationships that they know damn well that man can't leave, which leaves her autonomous, independent, and free. And she could always throw that in his face. And she's going to always encourage him not to divorce his wife, not to leave his girlfriend. And in that same voice, she's going to give him incentives to buy and do things for her. Because she's going to play on that hope of her making an exception for him. What do you tell you? Some of you guys write into this show about some of the shit you've done for women like these. Excessive debt on credit cards. Co-signing feel better about yourselves, fellas. She'll tease you and say something to the effect of, well, I don't want you messing around with any other women because you're mine. Now, she's saying that not in the context of you're my man or you're my boyfriend or you're my this or that. She's saying that my opportunity to exploit you for everything I want from you is mine. And I'm not going to let any other woman come in here and take my shit, which is what you're providing me. That's what they're saying indirectly. But your dumb ass think that, oh, she loves me. I'm a boyfriend. She's not going to let you go out and say that shit. She'll correct you on the boyfriend thing. And the reason why she'll introduce you to other people as her friend. Maybe significant other, potential partner. It's going to be some fucked up title, but boyfriend or fiance. Now, she may use fiance when it comes down to turning her nose up to some of the women who doubted her or she had beef with or something like that, but that's just a temporary thing. She will probably coach you and tell you, well, you know, I'm going to tell her you're my fiance just so that make her jealous. Now, one thing that a lot of these women will do, fellas, they will ask for a ring. And let me tell you about that particular thing. That's just a showpiece for her girlfriends. It has nothing to do with anything else. And there are some women out there that will require a ring before you start dating them, as far as a relationship. So they may say something like, you know, you need to put a ring on it. And the reason why they're saying that is because they want to make you feel inadequate. See, the higher standard she has for you, and when you try to meet them, that's what she wants. I got him where I want. Because guess what men don't do with women? We rarely set standards for you and expectations that we expect you to meet. Why? Because we are the pursuers. And you know that, and you leverage that against us. Now, let's go back to the 12 o'clock guy or the ain't shit guy. The guy that's not really putting forth any effort, any money, or anything. She will never take that guy seriously as far as a relationship. He's never going to take her seriously either. Their thing is just a thing, and that's it. She only comes to him when she's horny, when she's sick, or when she's broke. There's usually going to be some cataclysmic I don't even think that's the word I need to use. Catastrophic, that's what I meant to say. Event. It's kind of funny when you're looking at television and you see a word and the word pops in your head and you say that before you actually, that's what just happened because I was watching the news. Anyway, that's what happens. It's going to be a crisis situation usually. She wants some time alone to be with you. Not necessarily you because she loves you. She loves the emotional support you give her. Maybe some dick. But it's not like she's in love with you. And that's the way it's been going. We're going to talk more in just a minute.
She ever do that? She finna think everything's sweet when she come in here.
What took you so long? It's raining.
Right now, what took me so long does not matter. I don't care if it was raining or not. Let me ask you a question. You took my car yesterday?
No.
Let me ask you again. Did you take my car yesterday?
Are we about to go eat or not?
You already ate.
When did I eat?
You already ate.
Today.
Not today. What you did yesterday? And don't lie to me. Hold on. Let me turn this down. Don't lie to me.
I went to go get steak.
Yeah, right. How did you purchase it?
What, a card?
Okay. Whose card?
Mine.
Yours?
Yeah.
So why do I have on my Chase card a transaction that says $238 at Steak 48? And I didn't go to Steak 48. I haven't been there for like a month or two. What you mean, okay? That was my card you used.
Okay, well, it was in my purse. I didn't know.
Oh, not even know. My card says my name, and you know my name, and you know your card is purple.
Okay. It was blue. It'd be dark in Steak 48, so I thought it was mine.
She said it'd be dark.
Bro, what are you complaining about? You don't got it?
What you mean? What did you spend $238 on?
Food and drinks.
For who?
A lot of drinks.
A lot of drinks? You good? What's going on? Something going on? Like, what's going on? Talk to me.
No, I was with my friend.
Right. So why would you take my card and go pay for you and your friend's meal? Bro, what kind of stuff is that?
Money back does it, too.
Nigga said money back. I'm money back?
Definitely not, if you complaining.
Oh, I'm not complaining because I'm not money back. I have money. But it's a simple fact. You didn't tell me. You didn't ask. That's disrespectful. It's the principle.
Why?
It's the principle.
Don't you always be saying, if you got it, I got it?
Can you at least let me know what you're going to do with my money? Like, that's rude. Are you not getting the principle?
Okay, I went to Steak 48.
Why didn't you just say that? Why was you lying at first?
I didn't lie.
What else you be lying about?
I thought it was my card.
What else you be lying about, huh? Right. You just look suspicious with everything you like. The way you move, the way you just...
I lie about you knowing how to kiss.
You know what I lie about? You smelling good down there. Right. Right. I don't even care no more about none of this. You have no respect for me. If you could take my card and go pay for you and your friends a meal without even giving me a heads up, you don't respect me. And I'm big on respect. Look at you. You think this is a joke.
I don't.
I'll be wrong if I kick you out my car and leave your ass in the fucking rain, right?
Oh my gosh, okay. Look like this some fucking Hellcat or something.
It don't gotta be no Hellcat.
Okay.
I got 3 cars.
Okay.
I chose to pick you up in this one because you ain't worth my other cars.
You are being so fucking rude.
I'm
over
not.
$200.
I'm not. That was rude. That was so rude.
Yeah,
not broke. Even telling me. Now I'm broke. Who's really broke?
You're acting.
Why you ain't use your car, huh? Tell me.
I didn't want to.
Tell me.
That car was at the top of my wallet.
No. That's not why.
That's
not why. So what's in that bank account? Show your friends what's in that bank account. Next time.
Now you're trying to embarrass me.
No. Like, I ain't even trying to embarrass you. It's just a simple fact that you think that was okay what you did. That was not okay.
Whatever.
All right. Get out of my car. I'm not dealing with your attitude. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Okay.
Now I'm broke. Stupid.
This is dedicated to that one fool who thought he could escape my love. But he didn't realize My love, don't quit. When you go to sleep at night, I'm creeping through your window watching you. And I'ma ignore the restraining order you put on me, fool. 'Cause I love you, I'll be creeping on you tonight and tomorrow. Me, 'cause I'ma follow you until you see me in your dreams. Can you please come in?
All right, now let's look at it from a different perspective. We will call the 12 o'clock guy, the guy that really doesn't have the resources, but they have emotional ties where whenever she's in a crisis or faced with a crisis, and that's the key, that's the reason why she would go to the 12 o'clock guy or the Omega male. It has to be a situation where she's either having problems in her relationship, having a health issue. It's something she's trying to escape from. This is where she goes. Now, this also may mean that this guy has watched her metamorphosize or change over a period of time. It could very well be that when he met her, she was in a different state of mind and different lifestyle. Way back in the day, maybe her family was struggling. She was struggling. She probably wasn't that attractive, but he hung in there with her as a friend, maybe dated her in the past. And so therefore he's got some clout with her. And no matter how she's picked up her self-esteem and moved on, she never forgot that guy. And that 12 o'clock guy, Omega male or whatever you want to call him, I'm talking about the one that's not trying to buy her, but he knows he doesn't have the resources to maintain a woman like that. So she gives him a pass for the most part. Her standards are lower for him. Her boundaries are way more flexible with him. This is a guy that can fuck this woman any kind of way he chose to, and she'll let him do it. Because he was there at a crisis point in her life that made her feel better about herself. Or he could have been her first love, the first guy that ever had sex with her. And that made the difference. Now, what a lot of men don't realize, fellas, there are women right now, some are married, some are single, some are divorced, some are separated. If their first love, the first guy that made love to them and they enjoyed it, were in town, available, divorced, you'd be surprised how many women would try to go and fuck them. They wouldn't want to fall in love with them again because it'd be too complicated, especially if they're in a marriage or a relationship. See, what you have to remember too, like these women that write in about, should I tell my husband about going to the class reunion? That kind of thing. They know they can't have a full-blown relationship with a past love if the guy's married and got family and kids. He could, but it'd be very difficult to manage. So what's going to more than likely happen? They're going to have sex to be the closest they could possibly be to each other in the shortest amount of time to expedite whatever kind of relationship they have. You know, women have an aversion about sex on the first date and those kind of things. But here's the thing. There are exceptions to that rule. And you, as a doting young man, they're not going to tell you that. But as I said before, it's going to be some sort of crisis or special situation for 12 o'clock guy or Omega male, whatever one you like, to be with this woman. She's lonely. Something has happened in a marriage. Something has happened on the job. It's going to be some reason. But she could let her hair down with this guy. But the guy that's paying her bills, that's trying to win her over, he will never get that out of her. She doesn't love him. And some women, fellas, will give you the hollow victory. What is the hollow victory? They tell you how great you are, how wonderful you are. But they don't show it. And when I say show it, consideration and reciprocity. She's still selfish. She's still going out to look out for herself only. Threatening to end a relationship for any little infraction. I'm not talking about cheating or anything major. Keeping you on pins and needles in that relationship. That's because she gave you the hollow victory. Depending on how weak you are will determine how she treats you. I'm not saying you got to be this hyper-masculine asshole or nothing like that. A misogynist jackass, nothing like that. What I am saying, though, is she's looking to see if you can stand up for yourself. Because, see, if you can't or won't, oh, she's going to take more advantage. She's going to take more real estate up than you ever believed in your life. What a lot of these women's goals are, one, to keep the guy loyal while they enjoy their endeavor and pursuits. And the only reason why they want to keep the guy loyal when you're trying to buy this woman, fellas, it's not because she's worried about you having diseases and having sex with you. She's going to try to marginalize the amount of sex she has with you. As a result, being that you're not the man that she wanted, but you have the things she wants, she's going to pour it on thick. But it's not coming from her heart. That sex is coming from her vagina only. Remember, I told you about the three things with women that you definitely have to stimulate: her mind, heart, and her vagina. And it's not an easy thing for all three. A lot of guys get dropped off at number one, the mind. But see, the other thing you have to remember too is this. With many of these ladies who are like this, and fellas, there's a hell of a lot of them like this now out there. They've done this since time immemorial, but it was a little bit different. A lot more discreet. Women used to call out other women when they saw another woman doing something like using a guy who was a nice guy, good guy, paid the bill, doing all these other things, and she treated him like shit. Women used to go up to men and say, you know what? You can go ahead and get rid of her. I could treat you better. They don't do that shit no more because too many of them are doing the same thing. And you find this in a lot of younger generations, all the way up to really until your 50s. Sad to say. It's not any kind of pandemic or anything like that. But it's something that's very common and very prevalent. Because see, with this, there's a sense of entitlement as well. That friend of mine that introduced me to all of this, what she told me years ago was, she said, you got to remember, I grew up dirt poor. She grew up in Alabama. They were so poor they had to eat clay at one point. No food. She never wanted to be back there again. She never wanted to even think about those days. So that was the motivation for her to springboard. That's not going to be me again. She was fearing poverty. Now, here's the sad thing about it. Because many of these women, as she told me, it's not uncommon for a lot of poor women to feel entitled. Because they want to be compensated for their suffering. And they feel as though, what's the best way to do it? Through a man. Not working. Doing it yourself. And what these women are going to realize is that this shit that they're doing now is fading out. Men are much wiser. You still got some young simps out there that grew up, didn't have a man in the household to talk to them about things. See, one thing that I learned early on living on a college campus, if I'm pursuing the opposite sex, I'm going to listen to those who will talk to me about how I can pursue them better. Not by some guy that's telling me some magic potion that worked with him. This is how I learn from talking to women. You gave me the feedback. Got more feedback than I care to even think about. But here's the other thing too. With the guy who's trying to buy his way in, he may not have the personality, he may not have the self-esteem, but he has the money, he has the career, he has the job, he has stability. Gamma male, really. Or he could be a Delta. But whatever classification he's in, there's one thing for sure. He's not the one. And here's the thing that women don't do, fellas. They don't tell you that you're not the one when they're using you. They let you figure it out. Now, some of you are probably thinking about your girlfriends and spouses. Let me tell you, here's a measure I always go by. Is it a situation where you guys are very close, considerate, and loving of each other? If things are not thrown in your face that they've done for you, if they're reclassifying the relationship every 15 minutes, you might have an issue. But if you guys have been stable and things have been going well and you guys have worked together, you don't have any problems. As far as pertaining to this, you're going to have problems, but not something on this level. But the people that I wanted to reach out to about this particular topic are those people, especially young guys that are getting ready to get involved with a woman and she's laying out her criteria when it comes to dating. When it comes down to what she's looking for and what she's expecting. And many times, they're unattainable expectations. Some women do this deliberately to get rid of men. And she sees the guy she wants, then she lowers the standards. But think of it like this, fellas. What do we do as men? We don't necessarily discount a woman. What do we do with them? Let's be honest. Ladies, I'm going to tell you what us men think a lot of times. She has no ass, but she got some nice titties. God damn, her face is fucked up. But I still fuck her because of that shape. If I could take her head and put it on that lady over there and take that woman's titties and put it on her, then take that. That's the way we look at women, but we'll never say it. Just like you guys do with us, except you could verbalize it. His mustache is crooked. His beard is still patchy. It hadn't fit in. Yet we sit there as men. God damn, her gut to butt ratio is off. Ass is flat, stomach's bigger than her ass. Yeah, men go down on that, ladies. Well, we'll never tell you that, but these are the things that we think and we tell each other. They will say things like, yeah, she made up a do not fuck list, that's for sure. I can't take her anywhere. I just have to leave in the hood. That's what guys say. They would never tell you this. They're thinking, honey, do I live fat in that dress? If you bend over, you'd be a farm animal. I'm just saying, guys will say shit like that. Well, think it and I say it to you. Now, what does this mean, ladies? You won't come to us and say, well, you know, he's ugly as hell, but he does have a lot of money. You'd tell your girlfriends that, wouldn't you? Wouldn't tell us. Now, I take that back. You will probably tell some of us because you know we're going to laugh at the dude. Because as men, we don't have that fraternity. Like you guys have a sorority of women. If a man said something derogatory about a woman, he'd have hell to pay. Not only from women, but from other men. But a woman can say this, and it would be laughable. Everybody would just bust up laughing. Because we're marginalized. Not to make men a victim, but that's the way it is. Now, a few other things with these types of women. When it comes down to the guy that's trying to buy his way into this woman's heart, she's going to always, almost always, almost always, I'll say it again, almost always, use sex as a bargaining chip. Because what she wants to do is, she wants him to desire her so much. And she's going to constantly pull away from him when he thinks he's got closer. Because she's moving the goalposts, deliberately. She's trying to avoid sleeping with him. Because see, fellas, what you have to remember is, when a woman does not sleep with you, she looks at that as a power move. You have not been between my legs. I know you want to know what it's like. And that's the way she can play him for a fool for a very long time. Because we, you know, let's quit playing this bullshit game, ladies and gentlemen. The goal of men and women is at some point to fuck. We call it make love. We call it anything we want to. We're animals. just like every other species on this planet. We're mammals. We're bipedal animals. Mammals. And we have a functioning brain, an opposable thumb. And of course, there's some motherfuckers walking around here dragging their knuckles, but that's a different story. But here's the thing I'm saying. Overall, that's the end game for men and women. To find someone attractive enough to fuck. That's the macro view of it. We don't like to look at it that way. We like to dress it up with all kind of other fancy shit, but that's what it is. However, here's the problem. The selection process. Who do we think is worthy and who do we think is not? And women know that if they'll leverage the potential of being with her intimately against almost any man, he's going to fall under the spell of her manipulation. But see, that's very individualistic. The very woman that values her vagina, the other woman may say, come over here and get it. I remember an old girl used to call it discount pussy. But here's the thing. When it comes down to this kind of situation where you're at a point where you're using the possibility of having sex with a man in order to lead him on, to keep him going, you better damn sure have a plan, an exit strategy for that relationship if you're not planning on being with them. Because as we know, there are some guys that never had that kind of attention before from a woman. And they can't handle it. And they can't function when it comes to rejection. They can't function when it comes to disappointment. True enough, that's not your damn problem. He needs to take it up with his parents. I agree. But here's the other side of that too. Your manipulation could be a trigger for other things that are not even necessary. It doesn't have to go there. What I'm telling you, ladies, is this. This is a bad strategy. If the guy doesn't meet your standards, you know what? Let him go. Quit being lazy and pay your own goddamn bills so that you don't need a man for that purpose if you're still reaching for something higher than what you would get normally in a man. But some of you insist on getting the guy that's going to try to buy you. I know it's his fault for trying to come on to you. I get it. And I'm not saying that it's not his fault for pursuing you. It is. But here's the thing. If you know you're not interested, just go ahead and cut the ties instead of using it. Because you never know how he'll react to that. Especially if he's led on for a very long time. I'll never forget when I was with Megan, when we were dating. And then she'll probably kill me for this, but I already talked to her about it. She gave me the okay, but she's embarrassed by this. When she and I were dating, I don't forget one night we were having a good time, glass of wine, looking at the ocean. And she told me, she says, I don't think we should ever fall in love with each other. I said, that's strange. Why not? I don't know how I'd react if I saw you with someone else. And I had a lot more respect for her after that conversation as well. Because she let me know exactly how she felt and where we were going. At least on her end, for the relationship to work. Now, what I would tell you folks is this, especially you guys. You get in that relationship, she's not giving you any feedback. She's only giving you demands. She's telling you how inadequate you are, how incompetent you are, because you're not purchasing certain things for her or doing certain things for her that she would like to have done. You really need to recheck your self-esteem and see where the fuck it is. You might want to check in a drawer at the house, maybe the trunk of your car. Your self-esteem is there somewhere. Don't let nobody treat you like that. Women don't allow men to treat them like that. I take that back, some do. But the majority will not, especially with this modern era. So, another thing. Fellas, these women may ask you to send them on trips to different countries. And you think you're pleasing her. Nope. Once she realizes she can do that, there'll be other endeavors. She might even let you know you're not the only game in town. So don't put yourself in that predicament when you don't have to. Because you could pretty much do that. More in a moment, folks. All right, folks, in closing this out today, I just want to go over a few more things before we exit the studio. And that is, one, the one thing I want you to take away from this, for you men, be careful who you open your wallet to. Be careful who you fall head over heels for. You may regret it. You ladies, be honest with the men. The very thing you talk about that you want out of a man, you don't provide yourselves. Some of you feel as though everybody's out to get you. But ladies, everybody's out to get a piece of you. So you're going to have to use your discretion and find out which men are genuine and which one you're not, which one are not. Now, and another thing too. It's beyond aesthetics, ladies. It's beyond what you see. You know, there's a song called Wait in Line. And I sing it on Star Maker. Wait in line till your time. Ticking clock. Everybody stop. Everybody's saying different things to me. Different things to me. And then they have a verse in there about, do you believe in what you see? And that's what you have to ask yourselves. Because sometimes what you think is there isn't there. You know, him owning a beach house or whatever elaborate lie he may construct. Now, true enough, you have some guys that legitimately own things, no hate. Celebrate. But here's the problem for many. Most men are incentivized to lie because statistically, not that many people own those things. If everybody owned Prada purses and Gucci purses and all this other stuff and all of these other accoutrements of wealth, and they all had the name brand stuff, we would literally be like United Arab Emirates or another country like that. It's kind of funny how we're the wealthiest nation in the world, but yet we don't give the citizens $100,000 per year apiece. Is it per year or per month? I forgot. We don't give them money like that, like they do over in the other countries of the world where we made them very wealthy. And by the way, how the fuck can America be the wealthiest nation in the world when you have the wealthiest family of the world, which is the Saudi royal family at $1.75 trillion? We don't have anybody else on the planet, family-wise, that make that kind of money or has that kind of money. Propaganda, folks. Now let's get back to the reality of things here. The reality of things is this, or this, for you English grammar folks. I tell you, I've been hanging out in Vegas too much, because I'd be breaking verbs out here just like everybody else. I be breaking verbs. Not I am breaking verbs. Anyway, let's get to it. What's happening is that the guys that feel as though they have to buy their way in to a woman's life usually have no interpersonal skills, maybe bashful, maybe awkward, probably could solve the fuck out of a math problem, but they may not be there. Social inept. Now, lady knows that he's not her type, but he could provide a lifestyle for her. She takes advantage of that opportunity. She may patronize him and become a simpette. You have simps, why not have simpettes? And so what happens with this simpette, this woman? Well, she does the same thing a simp does. Appease and please. But guess what? The simpette has hypergamy on her side. She wants the guy's money and lifestyle, but she doesn't want him. He cramps the image that she's trying to project and trying to establish. So what has to happen? He has to go. However, she's not going to dump him. Mm-mm. She's going to milk him as long as she can for as much as she can to finance the next step in her lifestyle advancement. That includes going to events and meeting some of his constituents, trying to find someone on that ladder that's higher than he is. Meanwhile, he's trying to make sure she looks good. And she puts an extra effort in it because she wants to look good to be marketed to someone else. Someone that will take notice of her. And ask, what are you doing with that dweeb? Come on over here, girl. Someone that she really admires says that. Now, this is where some guys get pissed off. She may be with a dude that's in her peer group. He might be 25, she may be 25. And he's making about maybe 28, 30,000 a year. Well, she may run into a guy that's in his late 40s. And he's at around 90,000 a year. And he goes and he starts spending money on this young lady. Well, she may hang around and might like an older man for a minute. But she's starting to think, I don't want to be giving head to a man with gray hair down there. But she's doing it for the lifestyle. And if she can happen to capitalize, she could then keep reaching for the guy she wants. Meanwhile, when she and an older guy doesn't get along, she always got the guy she went to high school with, the college with, the guy that she could purge with, the guy that really built her self-esteem up when she had nothing. Meanwhile, the guy who's trying to buy her, that's in her age bracket, she's not breaking off ties with him, but she's making him jump higher for her. As I told you before, fellas, if a woman tells you she wants a relationship with friends with benefits, that means that she's saying, I'm looking out for my own personal welfare. You should too. With an FWB relationship. And the guy had taken her out to an expensive dinner. And after dinner, he was gonna see if he could get some. So he unzips his pants, pulls out his manhood, starts playing with it, and tries to grab the woman by the head to bring her down to meet her competition, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, she pulled away and said no. He told her to get the fuck out of his car. This woman had high heels on, mini skirt, the whole nine. She had to walk, I think it was over a mile, on gravel. It was a gravel road that led to her house. They were in a rural area. No street lights. Anything could have attacked her, from a wild pig to a bear. You think that guy gave a fuck? He took off. One thing to keep in mind, folks, out of etiquette, if a man picks you up for a date, he's responsible for your departure and your safe return. Even if his car breaks down, even if he has a wreck, whatever. Now, some of you ladies have asked, as Anna just asked, this came in about 2 weeks ago, and I saved it for this show. What are the circumstances in which you think a woman could pick up a man for a first date? This guy told me they could pay for gas. He has a car. And foolish me listened to him about not wanting to put too many miles on his new Lexus. Anna, you're a damn fool. So what he was going to do was put miles on yours. The only thing I would say is this. If you're going to go out with someone, if you're picking up a man, if he's disabled, okay. Because if he can't drive her, I can see you doing that. If it's a situation where he's lost his license for whatever reason, trying to get himself together, possibly could see that. Maybe. If he doesn't know how to drive or never driven or never get driver's license, maybe. It all depends on how intense you guys are as far as being together. See, the problem is that women are not so forgiving when it comes down to a man not having certain things, whether it's his own fault or not. I remember one lady I went out with, and things didn't go well with us at all. We didn't hit it off. She was a chronic complainer. The waitress could not wait for her to leave. And Barbara, if you're listening, my hat's off to you, dear. Because Barbara and I became best friends
after that fiasco. I went back to this restaurant again, about 3 or 4 days later, at lunch. And Barbara was working, and she was dealing with other tables. And she comes over to my table and she says, "Hi, my name's Barbara, blah, blah, blah." I saw the name tag on. And I remembered her from, she said, "Please, don't you ever bring that woman back to this place again." I said, "You don't have to worry." And she thanked me for the gratuity I gave her. Now, what pissed a lot of people off was that this woman was loud with her complaints. When I met her at the mixer, polite, soft-spoken. And it wasn't one of these tantrums or one of these temperate. No, that's the way she was. And she tells me, "Next time, you might want to select better parents so you can have a better lifestyle." I didn't say a word. I didn't say about where I picked her up in Hollywood or the date with people hanging their clothes over the balcony. The goddamn apartments are no more than about 600 square feet at best. All kind of noise, music, everything going on. But wanted to be bougie and elitist. But this is what you deal with. This is what you're faced with. Now, the one other thing I want to share with you is this. If you're that guy that she had dated a while back and she's still keeping in touch, and she's trying to find out what your status is, whether it's on Facebook or whatever. When I say status, marital status. Don't be surprised if she's waiting for that class reunion. Things may happen at that class reunion. Things may definitely happen. Because she may want to walk down memory lane one more time. And don't be surprised if it becomes a thing where you become a best friend, a best pal. And finally, ladies, if you're going out and you know that your girlfriend is what I described on the show today, you might want to keep your distance. Because see, as men, sometimes what we do is we use guilt by association, just like you guys do. Without any empirical evidence, we just go by what we feel. But the way we look at it, birds of a feather flock together. Take care, folks. We'll talk to you on tomorrow.
We at Romantic Truth appreciate your listenership.
Listeners, you're invited to stream and listen to Jawsen's music on Apple Music, Amazon Music, Spotify, AudioMac, or Deezer. Type in Jawsen in the search for artists to follow and like modern instrumental music from his discography.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those solely of the host and are not condoned or endorsed by Romantic Truth, Anchor, or any of its affiliates.
The advice given herein is the expressed opinion of the host and not to be used for legal, marital, or family, counseling, or for professional practice purposes. In the event for professional assistance, please contact the local licensed professional family counselor, marriage counselor, or social services professional in your region.
If you need someone to talk to in regards to help, you may contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 800-273-8255, available 24 hours. All correspondences read on the show have been pre-screened and pre-approved by the submitter to be aired on the show.
Be advised that all of the background music of production not provided by Anchor is owned by James Adams and Jawsen One Music, exclusively licensed for this Romantic Truth podcast under waiver.
Please understand that there were no people or animals hurt in the segments of this show, including plants. All sound effects were improvised in the studio setting with props. We are an equal opportunity employer with two Yorkie poodles and a rat terrier as the security detail.
Please be advised that the content of this podcast is under copyright by Romantic Truth and James Adams.